Welcome to Santa Cruz Naturalist. I'm Kelly Voss. This week on our show, we're speaking with University of California Santa Cruz Campus Natural Reserve Steward Alex Jones about the organisms that live in the caves found on the UCSC campus. Here's Alex.
I work as a campus natural reserve manager, and my job is to support undergraduate education, research, and stewardship on the 410-acre campus reserve.
So where does the Porter Cave system fall into this?
Yeah, so what's known as Porter Caves, another name for it is Empire Cave, falls within the Cave Gulch area.
We've heard that there are interesting animals that live inside of those caves. So if I were to go into Empire Cave, how likely would it be that I would see different species in there?
What's the most common? Obvious things that you'd probably see in Empire Cave would be the twilight moth, and that it hangs out in the twilight area, so sort of in that entrance chamber and sort of up against the ceiling, and they tend to cluster together, and they're sort of sooty grayish black color. So they're not super obvious, but once you see them, you'll see a whole cluster of them typically. And that's a species that probably comes in and out a bit. And the other really obvious one is the Metadolov spider. It looks like a really big black widow. It's not in the same family as black widows, but it has that enlarged abdomen. Mm-hmm. Instead of shiny jet black, they're more of a shiny kind of dullish dark brown color with some lighter brown on the abdomen. The females have the really big abdomen. And the one other one is a type of daddy long legs, a harvestman spider that also tends to cluster together, and they have really long legs, and sometimes they're called cave hair because they just look like, you know, their legs just like a massive hair. And they'll do this funky thing where they'll like sort of bounce up and down when they feel threatened, I think, so the whole mass of them will just move together.
Just a little hairy party on the wall.
The rest of things are like really small and tend to be hidden underneath things, and the typical visitor to the cave is not going to notice those. So if you've been to the beach, you've seen like little beach hoppers. Those are amphipods, terrestrial ones. They're kind of flattened side to side, and isopods flattened top to bottom, sort of like a roly-poly. So yeah, some of the rare species that live in the cave that haven't been found anywhere else are two different types of amphipods. So there's a type of isopod in the cave as well, and then there's a little tiny pseudoscorpion with big, you know, pinchers in the front and no little stingy tail in the back like a scorpion has. And those are, you know, just a couple millimeters long, pretty small. And that's one of the cool things about Empire Cave is that there's at least four species that have been found there that have not been found anywhere else on the whole planet. Dr. Daryl Ubick is an entomologist. So he's done surveys for several decades, just intermittently, and you know, every time an expert like that comes to the cave, they're bound to add to the species list, which is pretty amazing.
What is being done to kind of protect what's going on inside the cave? Because obviously we have really interesting and possibly endangered and endemic species.
One of the things that makes it tricky is it's right along the road, right along Empire Grade, so it's very obvious and it's easy to get to, so that means that, you know, lots of people come there. If you really gate something off, then you're not going to allow for that movement of species between the, you know, above ground and below ground.
Right.
And that's the type of thing that makes, you know, the Townsend Big-Eared Bat, which used to be an Empire Cave and is no longer, that's the kind of thing that makes it so those kinds of species can't live there. But yeah, the basic biology of the species is largely unexplored territory.
It's exciting.
Yeah, it is pretty exciting just to have that level of discovery right in our backyard.
You've been listening to Santa Cruz Naturalist. Come back soon to hear about the rock formations that make up the fascinating cave system on the UCSC campus. Special thanks to my guest, Alex Jones, and as always, to all of you for tuning in.